Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about the legend of the Battle of Cannae. In the late 3rd century BC, the city of Rome was locked in a bitter conflict with its rival, Carthage, the super trading power of the ancient Western Mediterranean. At that time, Rome, while powerful, was not yet the Roman Empire that we think of, and Carthage, located in northern Africa, modern Tunisia, was a threat to Rome as Carthage grew into a major trading and cultural center. For many years, Carthage had a navy that kept the Romans from trading in the Western Mediterranean. Carthage had colonies throughout the region. Her colonies had silver mines, agricultural wealth, manpower, and military facilities such as shipyards and outposts. Rome and Carthage would eventually go to war over disputed trading routes involving Carthage's colonies of Sardinia and Corsica. These wars were known as the Punic Wars, and they lasted for over 100 years. In the Second Punic War, Carthage and Rome would come to fight one of the greatest battles between them, as well as in all of human history, the Battle of Cannae. The Carthaginians were led by one of the most famous and talented generals in all of history, Hannibal Barca. Yes, that Hannibal. Hannibal and the Carthaginians achieved what the Romans thought to be impossible. Hannibal led a fighting force of 80,000 infantry, 12,000 cavalry, and 40 war elephants, likely Indian elephants, into the Alps from the Iberian Peninsula to invade northern Italy. On the 16th day of the crossing, Hannibal's army finally exited the Alps, reportedly with just 20,000 infantry, 6,000 cavalry, and 37 elephants. As if Hannibal's Alps crossing wasn't already a remarkable military achievement, what ensued thereafter outside the town of Cannae is legendary. In one day of battle, Hannibal defeated over 16 Roman legions, close to 80,000 soldiers, an army said to be four times the size of Hannibal's army. It was a complete annihilation of the largest army Rome had ever put together. Historians call it the most catastrophic defeat in the history of ancient Rome, and one of the bloodiest battles in all of history. To this day, military leaders from all over the world learn about how the Carthaginians enveloped the Romans on both flanks, crushing their enemy from behind with Hannibal's war elephants. Rome had never known any adversary like Hannibal. And after the Battle of Cannae, less than 15,000 Roman soldiers survived. Hannibal was now in a position to destroy Rome completely. However, undeterred and emblematic of Roman tenacity, the Roman Senate immediately sent several Roman legions to sail directly to Carthage to fight, instead of facing Hannibal's army head on. Because of this new Roman offensive, Hannibal was forced to retreat to Carthage, where the Carthaginians soon lost the war. Eventually, the warring parties sued for an uneasy Roman peace, one where Rome demanded that Carthage be stripped of her trading colonies and her ability to make war. Less than 50 years later, citing a breach of their peace treaty, Rome defeated Carthage in the third and last Punic War. Rome burned Carthage to the ground, killed 100,000 of her inhabitants, and enslaved another 50,000 of its citizens. Rome famously sowed salt into the fields, cursing the resettlement of Carthage. Rome bided her time in order to defeat her powerful Carthaginian rival. She may have suffered one of the most legendary and devastating defeats at Cannae, but Rome eventually won the war against Carthage. With Carthage's defeat, Rome began to build her empire throughout the rest of the Mediterranean. And what became of Hannibal? He reportedly took poison to evade Roman capture. If you liked what you heard, please share this with your friends and family. If you have any questions regarding how this podcast relates to real estate or contract law, definitely call my office. Dedicated to your success. David Sobel.